Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
In what's being called a purely symbolic move, Republicans in Park County have voted unanimously to rescind recognition of Liz Cheney as a member of the party. Chairman Martin Kimmett wrote to the embattled U.S. representative informing her of the development. Republicans in Carbon County have now signed on as well and have taken the message to another level by issuing a formal resolution. Cheney has raised the ire of her constituents by her decision to vote for the impeachment of former President Donald Trump over his role in the January 6th protests at the U.S. Capitol, and candidates are stepping forward to challenge the incumbent in a primary election next year. Jerry Cornetti, Carbon County Republican Party chair, explained it this way: "This has very little to do with Donald Trump, except for he was her focus when she started to ignore the voices of Wyoming Republicans or the Wyoming voters en masse." Despite some precipitation in recent days, much of Wyoming remains in critical fire conditions, according to the National Weather Service. Yesterday afternoon, they issued a red flag warning for much of the state. That means critical fire conditions are either currently occurring or will happen shortly. That includes a combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures. The danger from wildfire is elevated across the state, but 11 counties have been identified to be at higher danger. Park County, luckily, did not make that list, but county commissioners are still taking no chances, and the ban on open fires and other limitations are still in effect.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Pal Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Pal Ace. In downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
A fatal crash occurred around milepost 257 on Interstate 80 east of Elk Mountain. At 10:13 p.m. on August 5th, Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers were notified of a one-vehicle rollover. A 2015 Freightliner tractor-trailer had been headed west on I-80 when the vehicle exited the left side of the roadway and collided with a guardrail. The driver overcorrected before leaving the road and overturning. That driver has been identified as 25-year-old Fresno, California resident Balinder Singh. He was not wearing a seatbelt and succumbed to his injuries at the scene of the crash. Driver inattention is being investigated as a potential contributing factor. This is the 61st fatality on Wyoming roadways in 2021. That compares to 71 at this time last year. A 20-year-old Cheyenne man is behind bars after shots were fired in East Cheyenne early Saturday morning. Police spokeswoman Alex Farkas say officers were called to a report of shots fired at Wyoming Downs on Lincoln Way around 12:30 a.m. Officers spoke with an employee of the business who stated that the suspect, later identified as Sergio Vasquez, had been asked to leave the building, then threatened staff members with a firearm. During the incident, he allegedly pulled the gun from his waistband, aimed at an employee, then turned and fired shots in the direction of several local businesses. Vasquez fled the scene on foot, but was located a short time later near the intersection of East Pershing and T-Bird Drive. During the arrest, Vasquez resisted, but officers were able to safely restrain him. He was booked into the Laramie County Jail on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, reckless endangering, interference with a peace officer, and theft. He has yet to be formally charged. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.